Wake up weekday mornings from 5 to 9. LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 5s. And A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on Suffolk County's news and information leader. 1039 LI News Radio.
And we are back at 8:39. It is now time for our Spotlight segment on Long Island. And with that, we're very happy to have in studio, we welcome him back. His name, of course, is Christopher McGuire. He is from Halo Missions. Halo, of course, Health and Learning for Orphans. Missions, a nonprofit charity created to provide hope to orphans in some of the developing countries, all through medical missions and educational investments. My pleasure to have Chris McGuire with us once again. Chris, how are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me back, Jay.
It is an absolute pleasure. You know, this time of the year especially, because, you know, I think of this time of the year as giving back and everything else. You know, we spoke with an individual who has a regular auto collision station in Rockville Center, and he's been doing it over 25 years as far as trying to feed the needy. And, you know, in your case, it's also about giving. Your work has just been incredible, unfathomable, as far as what you have accomplished in such a short time. And in reading about Halo and heading off to some very deprived countries and individuals involved within, and the work that you've done, Chris, you got to feel good about some of these missions.
Well, we do. The thing is, Jay, there's 12 million AIDS orphans in sub-Sahara Africa and 1.5 to 2 million in Zambia alone. So this past September, we had a mission from the 17th to the 26th to Ndola, Kitwe, and Lufwanyama in Zambia. There were four of us, myself and Dr. James Bopp, who's a co-founder of this charity with me, and we treated over 600 patients, AIDS orphans and some of their caregivers, and it was such a rewarding experience for the children, but more so for us.
Let's go back in time a little bit, because Christopher McGuire is an accomplished lawyer, and let's find out exactly, Chris, how you got involved with these incredible missions that you've gone on.
Well, my wife and I have long been involved with World Vision, which is a world charity that helps an awful lot of orphans. And I was approached by someone to try to put together a medical missions for Teen Missions, a charity located in Florida. And I contacted my good friend Dr. Bopp, who used to run Brookhaven Hospital Emergency Room and now runs Stat Health in Sayville. And he agreed to help me, and we put this charity together, and the rest is history.
Wow, so it pretty much the thought process kind of started in that regard, and you were telling me at the break here, you know, Zambia is kind of an interesting nation in itself, because they are the ones who are more maybe afflicted than anyone else, correct?
Well, I mean, Sub-Sahara Africa has a tremendous number of orphans. Zambia, again, between 1.5 to 2 million. And Teen Mission said we're most needed there, so that's where we decided to go. You know, we arrived at night on the 17th, and we set up a hospital in a small 20 by 20 structure without running water or electric, and worked 6 days straight. We would leave our hotel at 6 o'clock in the morning and get back sometime around 8 o'clock at night. It was a great experience for us.
So it might not have been an initial eye opener for you when you did arrive there at night, but once daybreak occurred, I mean, what was your reaction when you kind of saw your surroundings there?
Well, we were in the city. We would travel 1 hour and 40 minutes each way to get to the children who are in the countryside. And off the main road, we would drive another half hour down about 4 miles of unpaved roadway. And the children would come to the side of the road and wave to us and smile from the villages. And many of them, as you know, are orphaned. And they have nothing, no shoes on their feet, dirty clothes on their back. But they were happy. And they would walk to our unit to be treated for various illnesses. We treated over 200 patients for potentially deadly malaria, for parasites, for ringworm, toothaches, eye infections, wounds, burns, and other illnesses.
Now, this of course was your initial your first mission back in September. Did you have an agenda? Did you have a checklist as far as what you wanted to accomplish, or was it really just kind of, you know, kind of look at the landscape, determine exactly what was needed, who needed help, The category of people involved was this kind of a surveying deal the first day or two?
Well, it was a learning experience, but we hit the ground running, and we treated, as I said, over 600 patients. In one day, we treated 163 patients alone. One of the things we learned on this mission is that a lot of the children need advanced dental and eye care, and their caregivers as well. So we're really excited to be putting together a team for our upcoming mission to provide advanced care. I've got Dr. Rick Benatti from Benatti Dental in Nesconset, who is an advanced dentist on Long Island, has agreed to put together a dental team to do extractions and fillings. I've got Dr. Vincent Basilis, an old friend, who runs TOC Eye Care in East Setauket, who is one of the finest eye surgeons and ophthalmologists in the United States, who's agreed to help us put together a team to do cataract surgeries and other eye care for the children and their caregivers. So we're really excited, not about just what we've done, but more importantly, what we're going to be doing in the future. And as I talked to you about during the break, we're having a fundraiser in December December 1st.
And we'll get more into that, Chris, in just a second. We'll take a quick break here.
LI in the AM on 103.9 LI News Radio. Stay up to the minute with Long Island News by liking us on Facebook and visit linewsradio.com.
We're back at 8:49. We're talking with Christopher McGuire. Now, he's a very accomplished lawyer, but he also runs HALO Missions. That's Health and Learning for Orphans. HALO Health and Learning for Orphans Missions, a nonprofit charity created to provide hope to orphans in developing countries, all through medical missions and educational investments. Chris and his small team went over to Namibia in Africa back in September, stayed there for about 8 days, gave the medical treatment, really had a very small team with him, a couple of pastors, a nurse maybe. Now, as he plans trip number two for October, that would be in 2016, he's going to have a pretty good team with him. You know, it could be 10, 15 people in all. You're going to have an eye surgeon there. You're going to have a dentist there. You're going to have nurses there. And it's just deplorable conditions. And sometimes, you know, we don't see conditions like that unless you travel to these types of sites, as Chris has. How did he pick that site? Well, he kind of realized that in that particular situation, Zambia was one of the worst situations you could have in Africa.
That's right. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Jay, is that we are putting together this mobile medical team to provide general medical care, ophthalmic care, and dental care. And we are raising the money to build a mobile medical unit to specs so that we can get out into the bush and see more patients. And That's where we're having this fundraiser on December 1st from 6 to 8 at the Irish Coffee Pub in East Islip. And I want to tell you and tell our listeners that with this charity, all of the participants pay their own travel, lodging, and meal expenses. We put our own money into this charity. In fact, this upcoming fundraiser, Dr. Bopp and I are calling it the First Annual Founders Dinner. We're picking up the tab for dinner so the people who come and contribute will know that their money's going to help these children.
Yeah, no question about it. It's a great cause. You can go online and learn more about the charity, the upcoming mission visit, to halomissions.org. That's www.halomissions.org, HALO, H-A-L-O. And listen, you can RSVP as far as this East Islip fundraiser on December 1st, next Tuesday, 6 to 8. You can RSVP at info@halomissions.org. And again, you know, Chris and I were talking, and his flight pattern was pretty much taking the flight to Johannesburg, South Africa, and then taking a connector into Namibia. And in essence, Chris was telling me, you know, you're looking outside the window, you're seeing fires all over the place because that's what they do. The kids there eat mice. That's how hungry they are. And, you know, we kind of take it for granted as we sit down on Thursday, Chris McGuire, but what you see as far as the absolute depravity of what people go through is just incredible.
Well, as I was talking to you about, we're very blessed to have been born in the United States, such a great country. Most of us have been born with two parents. These children are born with no parents, or their parents die during the course of their adolescence due to the AIDS virus. They can't go to school unless they can purchase their own uniforms. They don't have medical care. So if we know that they're living in these conditions and we can help them, it seems to me that we need to do so. We donated over 100 school uniforms for these children so that they could go to school while we were there to the children that we met. We gave money so that they could complete a wing on the school that had the project had been stalled because they ran out of funds. We donated over 500 toothbrushes and toothpaste. And one of the interesting things were the kids were playing with a ball they'd made out of plastic bags tied together, and they had put the top of a plastic bucket on a tree that they were using as a basketball hoop. So we went out and bought them soccer balls and basketballs, and we hung a net for them, a real basketball net. And you would have thought, Jay, that we gave them the world.
It's amazing. It really is something of that nature. Who knows? Maybe you'll find the next Michael Jordan over there because of that. But I got to tell you, you know, you talk about supplies, eyeglasses, gifts, uniforms, even a school building where Halo donated funds to complete a stalled school construction project to complete an unfinished wing of a grade school over in Zambia at Lofwanyama. And it was all halted because of lack of funds. And that's why, you know, these galas, these fundraisers as next Tuesday are so important. For people to realize that without these funds, you know, Chris can't make these trips. You know, that's pretty much, and your team, you just can't do it. And that's what the cause is.
It's Christmas time, it's holiday time, and what better way to celebrate the holidays than to give to those who need our help?
Absolutely. Again, next Tuesday, December 1st, 6 to 8, Irish Coffee Pub over there on Carlton Avenue in East Islip. For more info, you can learn about, go to halomissions.org about the upcoming mission, and to RSVP about next week's event, you can go to info@halomissions.org. Chris McGuire, we can't say enough what you have done. We thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, my friend.